have complete confidence in the investment and in your previous income flows, so that if the investment, the new investment, takes longer to work or even fails, heaven forbid we have a failure, you still can rely on the earlier flows of income. Sometimes I will go years without investing in a new business and simply focus on making my current business stronger. Look, I don't gamble with money. I invest and I want sure things. That means I need to know what I'm doing, and the investment should be a no-brainer. It should be simple. It should be a layup, as they say in basketball. I literally go through every possible worst-case scenario when studying an investment, and if I can still make money under every worst-case scenario, I go all in. When I do, I'm willing to go broke, and I'm willing to exhaust all my cash, knowing I am not putting my family or those who depend on me at risk, because the earlier income flows can support all of us. Last year, rather than buying more real estate, I invested in a jet, a Gulfstream 200. The real estate market at that time seemed overpriced to me, and I couldn't make sense of buying more real estate the way I calculate a deal. So I went broke again, but not for real estate. I bought a jet. It forced me to keep hustling. I exhausted my cash accounts. I justified this purchase, investment, if you will, believing it would get me in front of more customers and help me at growing my first business. So notice what I've done here. I have now taken attention off of expanding my businesses, going back to my first business and built it again, solidified it again, worked on that first stream of income again. Now, almost anyone will tell you a jet, a private jet, is a terrible, terrible investment. Ask any accountant. They'll tell you it's dumb. It's ridiculous. It's terrible. You can't make sense of it. But none of them that give you this advice can buy a jet, can they? Ask anyone who owns a jet and they'll tell you nothing about buying a jet makes financial sense until you understand the value of time. I paid for the jet in the first year I owned it, because it allowed me to get in front of more qualified customers in shorter periods of time. And I continue to repeat the formula of increasing income, saving to invest, growing in increments and surges, preparing to make new investments. Chapter 9, Step 7, Multiple Flows of Income. Poor people try to replace flows of money, while rich people are trying to supplement, add flows. Remember that. Creating multiple flows of income is the holy grail of creating financial freedom and true wealth. At 25 years of age, I was complaining about how little money I was making. The truth is, I was complaining because I only had one stream of income. Today, I have over 50 streams of income from 5 different companies, excluding a handful of stocks and mutual funds, which I have no respect for and, in fact, despise. Some of those flows are from the first business that I still own and operate some 26 years after it was formed. Some are little drips and some are like fire hoses. The flows all require different levels of attention. Some tremendous energy and others are much more passive flows requiring almost no energy at all. I appreciate and value all of them and never try to never complain about any of them. Complaining about your money situation never seems to make you more money. The most common mistake people make when creating multiple flows of income is walking away from the current one. This was a comment I made earlier about poor people are trying to get rid of their initial flow of income while wealthy people are trying to supplement and add increment income flows. The next most common mistake people make is moving to secondary flows that they're not familiar with or similar to the first and then are unable to give both flows proper attention. So when creating your second flow of income, make sure to closely do your best that you can to closely connect something parallel or symbiotic to your current flow and never abandon the first flow. For instance, if you work at a company and earn a salary, let's say you're a receptionist, keep improving on what you do as a receptionist for that company and look for other ways to create second flows parallel to what your current position is. Do it within the company you work for during the time you're at work. Don't go look for a second flow outside of your work first. See, most people start a second flow outside of their work. They get all excited about it and they start ignoring the first flow, and they end up with one second flow. The first one disappears. They're back to one flow again. And then the second one they move to is weaker than the first one ever was. When you add a second flow, make a commitment to never ignoring the first one. If you join a network marketing company, use it to supplement your first flow both ways. If you join a network marketing company, use it to supplement your first flow both ways. At some time in the future, if you can, step away from that and never miss it, good. Or maybe have someone else manage it for you. Also, make the flows work both ways. Make your new network of people, the network marketing company, familiar with your first company, your receptionist job where you were working, and flow business back and forth both ways, strengthening both flows and both companies. Robert Sislow, who is with me today, started my company as a salaried employee, creating video content. He's a genius. The guy's unbelievable at his job. He's making about $45,000 a year at the time. He listened to my advice and took on a second flow, selling and earning a symbiotic parallel commission flow, bringing that 45 from 45 to 90,000. Then he added a third flow, looking for other opportunities around the company, creating ad revenue for our digital network, Grant Cardone TV, and produced another $45,000. I call this parallel or symbiotic flows because they work with what Robert's already doing. He didn't seek another job outside of the company. He didn't add hours of work to his load. He figured out how to create two more flows from the same position during the same period of time and uses his time off for self-improvement so he continues to be brighter, faster, and more confident in his abilities so he can continue to expand. Look, never turn your back on the primary flows unless, if ever, the latter flows are so strong, the latter flows are so strong that nothing can possibly destroy or erode them. Even then, however, you should think long and hard before walking away from any income flow, no matter how small. The same thing holds true when growing your customer base. Never turn your back on customers who got you to where you are now. There comes a time when it does make sense to walk away, but it should be the exception, not the rule. When I was selling cars as a young man, I had tapped out on how much I could sell. I looked for other things I could do within the dealership to increase my income and to help my customers and help the dealer. When you go to the second flow, it should help everyone around you, not take from anyone. I learned how to finance cars as well as sell them. Everyone won. The finance manager didn't want to stay late. He won. The dealer didn't have to pay someone else's salary to come and do deals late at night. And the customer was taken care of because your boy GC, well, he was there to take care of the customer. And I won. I earned extra money, ultimately making myself more valuable to the company, to the customer, and to myself. Nothing creates financial confidence more than multiple strong flows of income. Listen to this. Nothing creates financial confidence more than multiple strong flows of income. Money might not make you happy, but it will create a different swag and a different confidence. I have a billionaire friend who recently invested in my real estate portfolio. I remember when he did a small deal with me and I sent him his first check for $9,000. Now, keep in mind, he's worth $3.4 billion. I sent him a check for $9,000. He called me and said, GC, that was a nice little check you sent me today. Good job. $9,000 and the guy's worth $3.4 billion. Crazy, right? To create multiple streams of income requires commitment and especially discipline in how you use your time and money. While this all seems oversimplified, simple works and complex almost never works. This is a rule I've used for years, by the way, with building my businesses and my money. Simple works. First, increase your income. Then add to your income by starting second, symbiotic flows, expanding on that thing that you're already doing. Bank all the additional money so that one day you can make investments. Know what you're investing in until it's not a gamble or a risk, but a sure thing. This investment should create new flows and new wealth, which will allow you to make new investments that will create additional, more passive flows of income while never taking attention off the earlier ones. And one day, buy a jet so you can continue to go where you want, when you want, and continue the process and be the guy who gives $1 million to charity. Chapter 10, step 8, repeat, reinforce, and hyper-focus. Look, you can and should be a millionaire. You can be a billionaire, a deca-billionaire, or richer if you think bigger from the start and then hyper-focus and repeat the steps I have laid out. Regardless of what others suggest, getting rich doesn't just happen, and it comes with lots of challenges. You'll have to give up something, probably many things. The first thing you'll have to give up is your middle-class mind. Lose your mind. Lose it. The next thing you'll give up is what everyone else thinks is fun. For 25 years of my life, I paid the price. While others were traveling, taking holidays, playing golf, going on adventures, seeing the world, I was either building financial success or preparing myself to do so. The first sign that you're on your way is when the people close to you will start to question why you're working so hard. They'll say, "We never see you anymore, Billy. What's happened to you, Robert? You never have time for us anymore, Charlotte," and on and on. When you start your wealth adventure, many will try to convince you it's not worth it. Some will tell you it's impossible. Well, it is worth it. It is possible, and it is important. Your wealth adventure will be complicated by a new awareness that you are short on skills. Early on, I realized how little I knew about how to connect with people, about networking, communicating, building rapport, my own personal confidence. I didn't know the first thing about actually building a network or a business. I didn't know how to sell, market, promote, build value, negotiate, close deals, follow up customers. I couldn't handle rejection or disappointment. And look, I'm not even dealing with money yet. For the first time in my life, I started investing in myself. For the first time in my life, I chose what I was going to learn and study. Because I didn't like to read, I even took courses on how to study. They were amazing. They actually taught me how to study, how to learn, how to duplicate, and how to use information. One of your early steps is learning how to increase your income, step 3. And then, who's got your money, step 4. And this is where most people fail. At the age of 25 to 32, I was spending 10 hours a day minimum at work, 6 days a week, on these two simple things. Increase my income and who's got my money. And the rest of the time on self-improvement and building my skills that I was deficient in. As I started having success using my new knowledge, I immediately experienced a renewed sense of confidence and belief in me. For the first time in my life, I felt really, really good about myself. I started feeling confident with my abilities, and I became even more committed to success. Those around me became more critical of my new focus. This will happen to you, I promise you. In the beginning, you will need to be ready for this thing where people start to criticize you for your change. This will happen to you, and you need to be ready. You are the only one who has changed. Remember this. You're the only one that's changed. They haven't. So expect this, because when you change, you may become a threat to them. I remember when I started working on myself, and a girl I was dating said, "Don't change. I love you just the way you are." My mother used to say the same thing to me, and I was ready to grow up. I was ready to bone up, and I was ready to do something big in my life. I thought to myself, hey, this isn't about you, the girlfriend. This isn't about you. It's about me and what I want. My commitment to my self-improvement had become a threat to her unwillingness to self-improve. If you truly are committed to becoming a millionaire, you will at some point need to change your environment. And by that, I mean your friends and family. That doesn't mean you need to get rid of people. It just means you need to add new people. The old friends will just fall off as they will lose interest in you. Trust me. You will become annoying to them. If you want to make it into the club of wealth, you must add new connections. And that means you need to reach up, not sideways and not down. If you don't change your surroundings, you will not make it. Make a list of people in your city that are super successful, on the move, who are interested in personal growth, active in charities, who invest time to improve the quality of their lives and are not just complaining all the time about the way things are. You see, these are the people you should surround yourself with. I am one of those people. My wife, my kids, the people who work in my companies are all people committed to improving ourselves and helping others be the best they can and achieve financial freedom. Tell any of these people that I just mentioned that you are committed to self-improvement, and they won't say, just enjoy life, Robert. They won't say, don't do it. They won't say it's not worth it. They will say, yeah, we're doing the same thing. People committed to success want other people to be successful. People committed to the status quo want to be surrounded by the status quo. If you don't have the kinds of people around you that you want, go get them. One way to find the right people is to continue investing in yourself. Go to conferences, meetings, join mastermind groups and network marketing groups. Find real technologies that can unleash the real potential that you have. Seek out those that are making changes in their lives and surround yourself with those people. Don't spend time and money on things, toys, holidays, or moments. Invest in the surest investment of your life, you. When it comes to your self-improvement and education, spend whatever you must. You must borrow money to make yourself better. Do it. Remember, you're not trying to pay the bills anymore. You're not trying to get by anymore. You're not trying to pay for cable or just groceries or the car payment or the rent. You're planning to become a millionaire, even super rich. When you implement these 8 simple steps, I promise you a few things. Number one, it will be harder than you think. Number two, it will be easier than you think. And number three, you will achieve way more than you imagine possible. In case you're wondering, can anyone get rich? I don't know if anyone can, but I doubt just anyone would pick up a book that's labeled the Millionaire Booklet, How to Get Super Rich. But you see, you picked this book up, okay? Which means you know it's possible. I know for sure, without a doubt, you can make it if you simply do what is laid out here and never quit. If you just keep coming back to the Millionaire Booklet, clarify which step are you on? Which one are you doing? When have you gone off strategy? Get back into these simple strategies, and I promise you, I guarantee you, stay close to me. Stay close to this advice. Keep the booklet in your possession. Share it with your friends. Build a mastermind. And I believe truly that you will make it. And when you do, make sure I'm the first person you contact. Call me up and say, Grant, GC, I made it. I hit it. I made my first million, and I'll be so happy for you. Look, I truly want to make sure that you make it. My company here in Miami is set up to make sure people are prosperous and affluent and winning in life. And part of that life is economic, your finances. You can choose to just get by. You can choose to just settle. But haven't you done that long enough? I want to help you to prosperity and affluence, to millionaire status, and even beyond. Your friend, Grant Cardone.
This has been the Millionaire Booklet, How to Get Super Rich, written by Grant Cardone, narrated by Grant Cardone. Copyright 2016 by Grant Cardone Enterprises. Production copyright 2016 by Cardone Publications.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.